Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final-year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 20th, 1952, the Advocate newspaper reported on a hive of activity along the waterfront. This bustling activity would consist of the loading and unloading of cargo from the multiple vessels docked at the Carenage. One of these many vessels would be the Monica, which, with the help of numerous laborers, loaded cargo consisting of Velvocris lard, soap, and pottery. Along the waterfront, it was noted that one of the busiest areas was the sector opposite the then harbor master's office building on Wharf Road. There, a shipment of molasses was loaded onto the lighters, which were docked along the side of the wharf. The molasses being loaded was transported to the wharf by lorries, which caused a partial blockade, impeding the flow of traffic. Despite the disruption caused, the manner in which the laborers loaded the puncheons of molasses onto the vessels became the center of attraction. These laborers amazed onlookers as they displayed astounding skills in the way they controlled the puncheons, allowing for an expeditious completion of their job. While their actions seemed like a love for their work, in actuality, the workers had their attention on the gloomy weather and aimed to complete their jobs before the rain came. Further along the waterfront, the Advocate reported other vessels docked. These included the C&S Canadian Constructor, which offloaded its cargo and then loaded 650 puncheons of molasses and 1,800 cartons of rum. The SS Sunwit, which offloaded 1,000 bags of hen chow, 644 bags of wheat flour, along with 67 cases and 44 kegs of paint. To replace that load, the SS Sunwit loaded 53 puncheons of molasses onto the vessel. The bustling shipment activity also involved the dry dock, now known as the Black Was Screw Dock. In for extensive repairs was the motor vessel Ricardo Arias, which arrived from Martinique. However, upon its arrival, the Darewood was already on the dry dock, forcing the Ricardo Arias to wait until Darewood's repairs were completed. The activity along the wharf in Bridgetown also included the installation of a new crane on the wharf side of the inner Carenage. The installation of the new crane, the property of Manning & Company Limited, was carried out by Messer D. M. Simpson Limited. At the lower end of the wharf, dozens of people were noted to be fishing, with catches of mostly jacks and small fish. These people, most of whom were boys, fished almost well into the evening on this day, September 20th, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.